Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. 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 Greetings in the name of the risen Christ. This is the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the good people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome you to part one of our Easter Sunday virtual worship podcast. We're so glad you decided to listen in because we are here to bring you news of great joy, and we are all sorely in need of good news these days. And I'm delighted to be joined today by Elder Patty Van Dyke. Hi, Patty.
Hello, everyone. Happy Easter.
It's great to have you with me, Patty. Thanks. So, friends, after you hear today's scripture readings, I hope you'll listen to my brief meditation on the gospel for this day of resurrection, but you can actually listen to it or any other archive meditations and scripture readings on our website at any time. But for now, let us begin, as always, with prayer. Living God, with joy we celebrate the presence of your risen word. Enliven our hearts by your Holy Spirit so that we may proclaim the good news of eternal and abundant life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, usually the lectionary for today only includes selected verses of our first reading, Psalm 118, but the whole psalm seems appropriate right now. And it's thought that this psalm was originally a song of victory composed to celebrate some now unknown military triumph. I think we can hear it in trust that God will deliver us as a people from our current battle against this terrible pandemic. Now, Patty and I will read the psalm responsively. Listen now to God's word to us this Easter day. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, who is good, whose steadfast love endures forever.
Let Israel say, God's steadfast love endures forever.
Let the house of Aaron say, God's steadfast love endures forever.
Let those who fear the Lord say, God's steadfast love endures forever.
Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place.
With the Lord on my side, I do not fear. What can mortals do to me?
The Lord is on my side to help me. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me.
It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in mortals.
It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in princes.
And nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off.
They surrounded me on every side. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off.
They surrounded me like bees. They blaze like a fire of thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off.
I was pushed hard so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me.
The Lord is my strength and my might. God has become my salvation.
There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord.
The Lord has punished me severely, but did not give me over to death.
Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it.
I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation.
The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. Oh, Lord, we beseech you, give us success.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you in the house of the Lord.
The Lord is God and has given us light. Bind the festal procession with branches up to the horns of the altar.
You are my God. I will give thanks to you. You are my God. I will exalt you.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, who is good, whose steadfast love endures forever. So ends the reading.
Every year on Easter Sunday, we join the women in discovering the tomb is empty. In Matthew's version of the story, there is an earthquake and an angel coming down from heaven, and then Jesus himself appears with a message for the disciples. Reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10, listen again to God's word. After the Sabbath and the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went in to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead and indeed is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.